Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall still back in the booth. And when I say building, I do mean the penthouse. The penthouse, that is Lynn Stadium, Steve.
A lot of traffic today, too, man. It is going down Floyd.
The weather is, it's breaking, Steve.
How y'all doing out there? And I mean, there's not like good looking. I'm married. Speaking to cars.
But you have to say it with more emphasis. How y'all doing out
there?
Yeah,
like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, you don't get to, you don't get to
Steve
do
was on air hollering at some people running
what's
down
going
the street.
On, little mama?
Yeah, it was nothing like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
it
was, you're not allowed
was
to.
Just a car.
Make those. Cat calls.
My wife's listening, man.
You're dead.
Yeah, that's it.
You're dead. Well, you know, I'll take everybody out to eat or something.
Well, yeah, on my low carb diet. Yeah.
We'll figure something.
We're going out to eat tonight. That's all I'm saying.
I'm with that.
No, we are.
That's a good call. Yeah. Trisha, speaking of calls, thanks for holding on 93.9. I hope we didn't scare you off. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a perspective for how people feel about local from around the county or around the state that is non-sports related. I'm a nurse, and I'm not going to say which hospital I work in, but the unit I'm in is very specialized, and we get patients that are transported to us from all over the state, Lexington area, Paducah area. They have to come to us because it's the only place they can have their care. And the families are very intimidated by Louisville, and this doesn't have anything to do with any kind of sports relation and who they go for. They are very uncomfortable with Louisville, and I don't think it's always crime-related. I think it's an intimidation of the fast pace of the cars, the traffic, the one-way streets of downtown.
Yeah.
I think
just the city. Yeah.
This city in general, and mm-hmm. it's people from all parts of Kentucky. So I think that if you are asking them to come here, and it was his family members, they may really be hesitant because they're hesitant to come downtown to see family members who are sick because they're worried about getting lost. They're worried about where can they get food? Where can they stay? They're worried about all of those things.
Tisha, listen, I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
What she did is presented probably the biggest holdup in society on a national perspective. It's like New York City, like that's where that commercial, the Pace Picante, you know, commercial.
Yeah.
Like, That's where your misperceptions of city, like you can go to city and not like it, but what you won't find out is I couldn't find my way around anything. You need 30 minutes in New York and you realize this place is wired, right?
Well, it's like Louisville. I mean, and thank you for calling in and giving that perspective, because
yes.
we appreciate
a hospital,
that.
Not sports related.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean,
that can account for a lot here in this discussion. That's a great point.
Do you know how many times me and my wife have argued over the phone? She's good now, but when she would first start driving into the city, and I would scream at her the same things, and I know a lot of people are
don't
gonna
say
laugh.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Don't say you scream at her, Steve. I'm going to kill you.
Well, I mean, scream through the phone, because I'm not good at giving directions. I get, because I'm just like, it's easy. But I know a lot
you
of people
would passionately.
Explain to her. A lot of people will laugh about this in the city, but I would say everything's a square. Take three lefts and get to First Street and you will run into 65. Like, I mean, there's things
you.
In the city that you just, I don't care where you're at. Take two lefts. You're going to get back going horizontally. You're going to get, I mean, when you learn the city, I mean, you can blindfold me right now, drop me anywhere in the city of Louisville. Give me a few minutes. I'll find my way out. I mean, you know, because I know how the grid is. So to your point, I agree with that. I can see what she says to an extent.
You don't have to be Matt Damon in Bourne Identity just snatching maps off the wall.
Get the First Street. There's 100 exits there.
It's like the first, you know, remember the first time you realized to figure out any maze, if you just keep your hand on the right wall, you can, you know, if you just keep your pencil connected to one wall, you can get yourself through the maze no matter what.
Anyway.
People. Just relax and go straight. You will hit a river or an expressway.
But to someone who's never been. Brownie.
I got a couple things. I got a couple callers that have actually called in that didn't want to go on air. One of them actually wanted to talk about the farm machinery show that comes to the fairgrounds every year. That's over 300,000 people, and these are all people that live in the country that come to the city.
You don't think nobody in Louisville's farming?
Well, there are, but I'm just saying, it's a big attraction.
Yeah, that, closet growing.
That draws a lot of people from out in the state into the city, so why is it an issue for a sporting event, but it's not for the farm machinery show? And then, secondly, because that's actually one of the biggest events that Louisville draws every year.
Absolutely.
And then, secondly, a lot of people echo what Trisha just said, and that is I've had two or three callers, D is one of them as well, that says not necessarily that they're intimidated by the big city, but they're just, you know, jealous of Louisville. Louisville is so much better, and they don't want to come to, you know, this type of, you know, that she thinks we need to focus more on all the positives instead of trying to bash a city like Lexington. She says, why don't we just focus on how good our city is? Give us a chance, and we'll prove ourselves.
Yeah, no, and I think, and that's what me and Marcus were talking about during the break for everyone listening. And the one thing I love that I feel like what we're doing today and what I feel like that this KHSAA thing has done is it's bringing that city pride back where people are going, wait a minute.
Or giving you a forum to voice some city pride.
Yeah, we're saying, wait a minute. We got a lot to offer here. And the football thing, that's kind of what started the whole thing. The football thing I get over the next couple of years with construction. My problem with the football thing is I don't understand why you've redistricted it to the point where the Louisville schools can't play each other in the title game. Because, I mean, it's not my fault that we have the best football teams in the state. I mean, like, sorry, I don't know what to tell you. You don't want Trinity and St. X to play every year? Don't beat them. Mail? You don't want mail in there every year? Beat them.
It's funny, Steve, but I know Trinity actually has scheduling issues with teams outside of the city.
Absolutely. That's why they go to Tennessee.
Yeah, they're afraid to play them because they know it's a loss. And my thing is if you want to be a state champion, you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So, yeah, Trinity has to. All their non-conference games are Tennessee, Ohio, Indiana teams.
Yeah.
And onto your point of civic pride. Right, of people chomping at the bit to say, I experienced, you know, this, or I've seen this irrational fear of being in the city. Think about what's going on here. I went to Louisville. When you attach the name University of Louisville to the city of Louisville, think about how much that hurts because you know there's I'm sorry, you can't separate Louisville and University of Louisville. So you have to wear, if you're a Louisville, you know, Cardinal supporter, you kind of got to wear the city's reputation as well. So,
and the city's so supportive financially, Tom Jertz says it all the time, of the university.
Right.
It's our university.
Right. So you have those things, and that's another reason you're hyper defensive over these narratives. And then when you say, well, we can't, you know, people are worried about the crime in the city, and that's why. But you can point to so many reasons where they're not worried about the crime. So
that's a good point.
That's a bunch of malarkey. And it's like when I go out into the county, like when you and I go eat or something out in the county.
Yeah.
Okay. White guy who grows up out in the county, you know, years and generations.
Yeah.
They're happy when they see me having a good time out there. Welcome to the county. I know you hear some bad things going on out here, Marcus, but no, we want you to know that's the same way downtown you know, Louisville is.
And in the county,
we're glad white people are coming here to, you know, to see that it's, you know, we're comfortable, you're comfortable, we're hoping. Black people are extra welcoming.
Right. No, I agree.
To say, hey,
I've had
welcome.
That. I've personally seen that, you know, especially now since we've been doing this show. I mean, I've had guys come up to me and say, man, you know, make racial jokes, but jokes that are funny. Like, man, hey, I love you. I love what you're doing on there.
A welcoming cultural joke.
But also on the flip side of that, there's also guys in the county. There's going to be a couple guys that aren't happy to see you at their convenience store. Okay. I mean, I'm just saying.
Tip me off next time you see one.
I will. I'll tell you who they are. So.
Right. Hey, Marcus, let's
stay with this guy.
Just go.
That's bad news.
Cross the street.
You know, but I mean, that's the point, though, there. I mean,
Shaq, thanks for joining us on 93.9. You still there? What's on your mind?
Yeah, guys. Hey, great discussion and a lot of great points that you guys made. I've been thinking, and basically, I just maybe bring a different slightly different perspective, maybe. Yeah. But Steve, that was Cat Williams earlier.
Okay.
So thinking about that. Thinking about that. The whole time we had y'all was having a discussion, I was like, I remember Cat Williams saying that I was there. I grew up in Iroquois Projects in Louisville, and I you know, went to No Middle, Manual, first college classes at U of L, but I attended UK. And with my job now, I actually travel the state from Pikeville to Paducah. So so I do hear a lot of, I hear both sides. I hear, like, you know, the traffic and stuff that you hear with big cities that people hear about, say that's negative, and some about the crime. But then people, it's kind of like what guy from Orlando said. If you, appointment is appointment traveling. People who go here for, like, on an annual basis, go over different things, it's like, wow, I really had a great time, and I like going to Louisville for this. And this is, like, white lady, single white lady from Pikeville. And I just had two kind of points kind of to that is, no matter where you go, like, I travel around the country. I've been in New York, all the big cities. My favorite city, other than Louisville, and maybe including Louisville, I don't know, is Charleston. They had that shooting at the church. I went there a month or so afterwards. Still love the city. Still would go. It's just that, hey, you got to be careful. And the second thing is, like, even in Paradise, they have shootings. They have step away from the resort. It's bad. You know what I mean? So
yep.
No matter where you go, you got to be careful. And then the second point is just this. It's going to come down to, like we should get one of those three championships and events here from KHSA or whatever it is. But it will be on Louisville to put up a you know, promotion. We got a great visitor video, if you ever watch it, about Muhammad Ali. His bike is great. But also educating people about Louisville. It's like, hey, we got this event in 3 years, 4 years, whatever. Hey, this is Louisville. This is we're a food city, we're this, we're that, and you promote it. And like you said, stay positive. We got a lot of stuff to promote. We don't even have to worry about what people say negative. And
no, listen, I appreciate the call. Great call.
Great name,
and,
too.
And listen, one of the greatest points of today is a particular moment. The Muhammad Ali passing, right, was for me because I got to run the national coverage. Like, think about Marcus, just the humility element. I'm still not going to be humble here. I got to run for the best radio shows in the state. I got to run to quarterback the Muhammad Ali coverage that was being broadcast across the world. The images of the city had Kentuckians, mm-hmm. County Kentuckians saying, look how beautiful the state of Kentucky is.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody got to wear the pride because that was like the Memorial Day of Muhammad Ali's funeral was the perfect picture, perfect advertisement. And it could not have all come together better as far as the advertisement that was Louisville on that day. Even Will Smith just like, goodness gracious, like, you know, I know our limo's bulletproof, but what happened? Will Smith got there, was getting out the car, rolling down the window. He became a part of it.
Yeah.
Think about it. The biggest superstars in on the planet came
right
here,
yeah,
and were 100% comfortable. You could tell the first 30 minutes they were skeptical, and after that they were like outside socializing,
yeah, yeah,
with the people. Like, it was crazy. And again, all you need is moments like that to loosen the anxiety, and your enemy is people who are being constricting about that.
Yeah, and that's where we've went today, and that's where, I mean, I love where we've went today, because look, I love to, and I will again, trust me, I'll get on there, and I would actually love to ask Julian back and about the free throw disparity, because I don't think
that's, I told him we're going to call him back again.
Yeah, yeah, and I plan on asking that question. You know, look, I mean, there's a proven fact, because I do think
now you're getting personal.
Since it's went back to Lexington only three times, has a Louisville team won a state championship? Like, yeah, I mean, no, I'm curious.
Has the Louisville team ever shot more free throws than a
non-Louisville team? I'd be real curious. Yeah, they did when it was in Freedom Hall one time. Scotty D.
So they figure, oh, we got cheated that time, and I'm never coming back.
To be fair, they owed Scotty D some calls in '88 anyway. So from '87, He should have had two championships in a row.
Who was on that team? Allen Houston and Mark Bell.
Yeah,
and,
playing Richie Farmer and them, which was, I mean, Clay County was a good team. But, I mean, you know, you go to overtime, and I'm looking up the box score last night, and I'm realizing, whoa, I mean, I think Clay County hit one bucket in overtime. The rest were free throws, and they won by three.
38-3.
Won by three, and were out-rebounded by
38-13.
So, I mean, I can do that game, too. I can do that game, too, where I think – but what I love about what today's turned into is it's turned into a – hey, look, this is what – that dude's having some trouble out there, bro.
He's
hooked up to a fire hydrant.
He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do, Steve.
Oh, I don't know. I never worked hard extra, labor like that. That's brutal.
Extra water.
But, I mean, the thing is it's turned into a thing like well, just
– we are
– this is why they don't give us windows,
this
man.
Is why they don't give us windows.
But it's turned into this – what a beautiful city this is and what all we have to offer.
We thought they were treating us bad.
I know.
Brian Hall, do we
– it's Bob.
Bob, thanks for joining me on Midday with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I got to tell you, I'm a Louisville guy, and I love Louisville. I also love the state, but it does bug me kind of this Mayberry mentality of, gosh, Louisville's too big, and I don't know where I'm going to eat. We're one of the top cities for food in the country, not to mention the fact that if you're not from Louisville, there is something you love about us, whether you admit it or not, and it's our tax money because we pay for the whole rest of the state.
Go there, Bob.
Yeah,
that's good.
Anyway,
man.
I appreciate you guys. Keep it rolling,
Bob. I appreciate the call, but Bob, don't drop the ball like that, Bob. When you bring up a point that we haven't like stomped on, you gotta own that one.
Well,
like shine on that one, Bob.
And that's
be
where
great.
That's where what Bob said there is what I was saying with this morning with Julian Tackett saying saying you know, well, I don't think we're a city, and then the rest of the state. I think there's. It's like, okay, I get what you're saying, and I know he has a job to keep everyone happy, but you can't just blindly ignore the fact of what economically the city of Louisville does for the rest of the state.
Think about it. We've had this entire conversation, and we haven't even touched on the money, the actual financial part of this.
Of what Louisville could bring.
Is there something going on outside?
I don't know. There's a lot of cars have stopped, and either they're watching us. Okay.
Go look. Goodness gracious. We can't do a show unless we can know what's going on in our environment. Is it just a train coming?
There's a train.
Yeah, Steve. Okay. We're on the University of Louisville campus, people.
I'm talking all this swag over here.
And Steve is shocked.
I'll walk down Broadway. I don't care. And as soon as a couple cars start stopping, I'm like, what are they? Are they congregating?
Are they looking at me?
Yeah.
Are they coming for me?
Are they congregating, Marcus? What are they doing?
It's a train. What a surprise. There's a train coming through the middle of the University of Louisville campus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alert, alert. Was that the last one?
I think it was it, man. But yeah.
Cleaned out the phone lines.
But that's what today's turned into with this, and it's been good. And that's why I think at the end of the day, to kind of put a bow tie on it all,
yes.
The end of the day, there's no reason why we can't come up with something. And man, we'll ask.
Bottom line.
We'll talk to Julian Tackett about it. What can we do? If me and you've got to spearhead it, what do we have to do to put together something that gets at least a proposal on the table in Frankfort or wherever or Lexington that says,
Steve.
What do we need to do to every 3 or 4 years have a state tournament here? Let's switch the college. Even the high school football.
Steve.
Give it to us a few years, man.
Nobody's going to stop this momentum.
I don't think so.
Marcus, baby. That is Steve Rubin. That is Brian Hall. 8150-939 is the number. Quick commercial break. Give us a chance to catch our breath, reload, see what's going on outside. Watch the train pass by. Midday with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is always the number on 939 The Ville.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station again. Spirited debate. It's a Thursday. Thursday means Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth and people talking about the restaurants that came up. Best places to eat in the world. And guess what I had to naturally do? 1923 South 4th Street. Repeat, 1923 South 4th Street, 502 Cafe. They are over there. I just got a text from a guy who's headed over there, and they're getting ready to get their feast on at 502 Cafe. Again, people, I don't have the menu in front of me. You won't be sorry. You really probably won't need a menu after your first time. You'll try their wings. You'll try their, you know, you'll try their mutton. You'll try their brisket. You'll try the pulled chicken or the pulled pork, and you won't need a menu after two visits. The extra beverages are aplenty. The food is ready to go. I mean, it's worth your time. It's worth your energy. Steve, you got through a segment, your most passionate segment in radio history, and you didn't curse. I didn't mean curse like, you know, like physically curse. I mean, you kept it under control, man. You've graduated.
I know, I did good. I felt good about it. So
you didn't get any calls from your family? You didn't embarrass the family name or anything like that?
No. So far, so good, man.
Speaking of not embarrassing the family name, I know you watched a little bit of Terry Rozier last night, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, he's –
Are you going to start this with saying, Marcus, you've been saying he's ready all this time?
Yeah, no, I mean, you have. You've been pretty bullish on Rozier, and even last night to hear Kenny the Jet, man, be like – he said – talking about John Wall, there's two guys in the league that can really guard John Wall. He said it's LeBron James and Terry Rozier.
People, I know how you get sometimes about the NBA, and yes, you got that fatigue from how many guys you got in the NBA. We don't care about the NBA. You have a reason to care. But let me ask you this, Steve: How frustrating is it?
Yeah.
With the Terry Rozier situation, we got to get back right to this phone. Hold that thought. Let's get right back to this phone line real quick while that topic is still smoldering. Jerry, thanks for joining me on Midday with Marcus Maben. What's on your mind?
Hey, Marcus, Steve, I love this topic, and I'm behind you guys 100%. Listen, I'm a proud, loyal Kentuckian and Louisvillian, and this is BS. It's like, wait a minute, how did the city of Louisville lose the high school basketball and football championships? They were here forever. I grew up in this city in the 70s going to the state tournament. It was awesome. Apollo would come in. There was nothing better than being in Freedom Hall and watching Apollo take the court against a team from Shawnee or Central. I mean, what a mecca of high school basketball. And now we're completely shut out. That's BS. It doesn't make any common sense. And if you guys can get this rolling and make it happen, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Listen, this state, we should share it. There's no doubt about it. It should move around. The championships should be in Lexington. They should be in Louisville. They should be in Bowling Green. That's how the state should work. But why did we get shut out altogether? It's unbelievable, because we are the biggest, most awesome city in the state, and people do enjoy coming here. It doesn't matter what you hear people say. People love to come to Louisville.
Yeah. Jerry, man,
right.
Yeah,
I appreciate
great call.
The call, Jerry. I mean, listen, I almost did the disservice because here's the thing. Callers are still thinking about that conversation. You and I are still talking about the conversation. We're trying to figure out solutions. We're entertaining calls. We're entertaining messages, inbox, tweet at us. You know, like, we're solution orientated. You know, we are relatively young.
Yeah.
We are relatively energetic and passionate. Like, that's why our partnerships work so well as well. So,
right.
Just to put that out there, you know, you can reach out for us for partnerships.
Talking about reaching out, I did just get another call, and this actually comes from a bouncer at a bar on St. Matthews. He goes by Graphman Josh, and he said that he was bouncing this weekend during the Derby, and he said he saw IDs from everybody all over the country, out of the country, and he said he did not hear one negative thing about Louisville. That everybody who came to his bar was saying, you know, I'm going to be back next year. Like, this is great. The city has been so welcoming. Like, I didn't realize how cool Louisville is. And all these people were from all over the country and out of the country were saying how great Louisville was. And he said he did not hear one negative thing all weekend. And he said this is also at a bar, which he said, take in mind that all these people are heavily drinking, and nobody was frustrated or mad about any little thing.
I mean, listen, that Brian, I appreciate it. I mean, that's summing up the experience. Like, and you know what else, Steve? Like, let's go back to macro on this subject, right?
Right.
We have this conversation, and it feels like we're the only people who have been able to have a positive Louisville-centric conversation about this city. Like, all I ever hear is what Louisville didn't do, or what Louisville's not doing, or what Louisville's not bringing to the table,
yeah,
or how they're not as big as somebody else, or yeah, you know, it's just like traffic. If a conversation about Louisville in a negative light and traffic, like, I live very, very far from my job, right?
Yeah.
And I experience about a 7-minute traffic delay, right, in my highest traffic hours of going to and from Louisville, right? And I will admit, those 7 minutes are a nightmare, Steve.
Yeah.
And then at the end of those 7 minutes, I say, this place has absolutely no traffic issues whatsoever on the big scheme of things.
It's pretty good. I mean, I like to park.
Why is there not enough positive talk? Like, I really just have to know this. Is this a fun thing to do? Just bash on, you know, cities, or, you know, is that a cultural thing? Not almost a cultural, but what is it about not being able to have a feel good conversation on a regular basis about how much you enjoy the city and the city and the university and the city relationship?
Yeah, and no, I agree. I mean, it's something. I mean, me and my wife, we come down to basketball games, and we come early, and we love walking. We'll walk a block or two each direction, kind of, you know, just looking around. We'll go grab something to eat. Like, I mean, that's something. There's nights, even, I won't go into detail, you know what I'm saying, but I mean, there's nights, I mean, we like to just come down, and I say, like, come down, like, we live far away. I mean, right. I live.
Go down to the city.
Yeah, I live at Shepherdsville.
We're going in town.
Yeah, I jump on 65, and I'm at the studio in 15
minutes. That's the point.
Yeah.
You clean that up a little bit.
18. So.
Don't get tickets.
Well, I mean, but seriously, I mean, it's not even really going
speeding
that fast.
Yeah,
I mean, you're maybe a little, but
clean it up, Steve.
Not a lot, you know.
Let's just say you spend most of the time.
But
in
there's
the
times we love, man. You take a night and grab a hotel downtown. I mean, it's beautiful. Go to the walking bridge. It's a beautiful place.
My point is, why are people so uncomfortable saying this is a, you know, it's like, you're not cool unless you say this place is not as good as somewhere else.
Because I think it almost goes back to the bully mentality of why the city of Louisville almost has thrown their hands up on even bidding for stuff. So, I mean, you're not going to give it to us. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you that the city's so great. I mean, because you're just going to come up with. So I think we're getting over.
You know what it's like? It's like, you know, being around guys who say, man, or you're around a guy and say, man, it's a lot of pretty girls in here. It's like, well, I know where there's, you know, more pretty girls in Lexington. You know, I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Just say yeah or no. Just say no, these girls aren't that pretty. Okay, cool. Or say, yeah, I agree with you.
Right.
But why do you have to make a counterpoint to say, yeah, these girls are all right, but
I got one better.
Help, right. Help me come up with something irritating. Yeah, but they don't dress really nice here. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Shut up.
I know.
Be happy. Be nice. Enjoy.
I mean, I had an argument with a guy one time. I didn't really have an argument. I mean, it just kind of, once he brought it up, I was like, I'm done. About the U of L and UK cheerleaders. And he said, well, the U of L cheerleaders cheer in NCAA, and that's more of skimpy looking and different things. And the Kentucky cheerleaders cheer in UCA. And I'm like, bro, get out of my face, man.
That's enough of that conversation.
Get out of my face. Hey, look, I don't care.
You're not allowed to have it.
I don't care if they're in CCA. They all look good. All right. So, I mean, what do you want me to? I mean, I'm not gonna have this argument with you. I'm not gonna do this.
I know. And listen, I cringe on this subject because I don't know how to think about that. You don't. This kind of goes along the lines of talking about how beautiful, how great your city is. I don't even feel comfortable saying the Ladybirds and dance team are some of the prettiest human beings on the planet.
Yeah.
And compare them to anybody. Like, I feel like I'm not supposed to say that.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
What are we doing here? Like, we're not allowed to say, we got the best cheerleaders. We got the best view of the entire city. We got the best stadium. We got the best Yum Center. And people, here's the thing. You take polls. Slugger Field wins awards for its...
for how nice it is. Yeah, it's incredible.
Yum Center, they can't give away events fast enough.
Yeah.
You know,
they get the biggest concerts in all the world.
Dabo Sweeney of Clemson says, well, they are not. The first thing he said, you worried about going to pop. They do got a damn nice stadium.
Yeah, they got chair backs. He noticed that.
Right.
He said, that's something we all like to pound our chest about. But, I mean, an opposing coach walked in and goes,
people, think about that. People make fun of us for saying our chair back seats are very, very nice. And Dabo Sweeney, who does not listen to any of the rhetoric coming out of Louisville, he doesn't sit at his desk and just turn over. Let's see what Stephen Marcus is talking about. Well, maybe we're the only people he listens to.
I hope
to.
He does come football season.
But you get the point. Like, for him to come in as an outsider and say, that place is too nice. Where did he go last weekend? Compliments to Jeff Ruby.
The Derby. Get out of my city, Devil.
Jeff, you got some explaining to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me get to these phone lines, people. Oh, please listen, feel free to share because we are having our gloating, gushing, you know, man crush, city crush moment. Feel free to chime in or feel free to hate. Keith, thanks for joining us on Midday with Marcus Mayer.
Hey, Marcus, how you guys doing? Hey, I just kind of just wait, but I guess right away what this is about. I'm telling you, this is a state issue. This is only a state issue, and it doesn't have to do with crime. I was telling you that, you know, when I've been here since the mid-70s. I've lived in quite a few places before then as I was growing up, and I was bringing a guy into Louisville to check out a band at U of L for a function I was involved in, and we're driving in. He's from Eastern Kentucky. He goes, man, I've never been to a big city before. And I said, well, don't get too excited because you're not going to be in a real big one today either. I mean, it's just the mentality of them is so it's just a little backwards. This is not a hate Louisville thing from anywhere other than outside in the state, because people that come in here, you know, we do the PGA. We have people come in for the ACC. All those people think Louisville's great. They enjoy themselves here. I did a conference, and the people from out of state loved it. And it's just a mentality in this state. And we're not going to win that. And, you know, it's just a little backward deal with Kentucky. You want to see crime? You know, they talk about crime, although I don't think that's the big issue. Go to Eastern Kentucky. They're drug-ridden and Keith, issues that you don't hear about.
Keith, while I agree with everything you said, except for you cannot, on this show, you cannot slip in the, we're not going to win that one. Like that's the moment I watch.
I understand that, Marcus, but I'm telling you, it's a battle that has been fought for a long time, and the fear that are in these people's heads, it's not founded because a lot of them have never even been to Louisville.
Right.
And it's, you're right, we need to keep on fighting it, but it's a battle that is going to be hard fought, let me tell you.
Yes.
And it's just a hatred for Louisville for numerous reasons, and most of it is so unfounded, it's crazy.
No, listen, Keith, man, I appreciate the call. I mean, you want me to go cliche? You're never guaranteed to lose until you quit.
Yeah.
So, Keith, I will not let you get away with saying we're
well,
never
yeah, going but to I mean, I do, and I think where he was coming from was just, you know, what he said. I mean, it is. It's a tough. It's an uphill battle that you're going to have to fight because, I mean. But he's right. I mean, look at the events that the city. So you're telling me that the city of Louisville is good enough for
everything.
The Derby, for the Carl Casper, for the Farming Machinery, for the ACC tournaments,
for Beyonce, for
the PGA. I mean, they've played the PGA Championship.
Not just the PGA. What is it? Not just the PGA.
The Ryder Cup?
The Ryder Cup. Cup.
They've played huge tournaments here.
Thank you, Steve.
I mean,
I was flailing for a lifeline on that one.
That's all right, man. I probably would have left
the show. Just
been done.
Yeah, I'm just going to go in the corner and think about it until I think of.
Something I retweeted earlier and something I'm really, really excited about was they said that there's an announcement coming tomorrow that there's like championship level boxing. Holyfield's going to announce tomorrow.
That's coming back to the city of Louisville. As long as he's not fighting.
Yeah, no, like I don't want to see you fight. I mean, no offense. But, I mean, you know, there's all these events. It's like, you know, but we're not good enough for our own state championship once every few years. The money, and don't give me the sponsors because the money will be there.
I mean, listen, if we'll put up our own midday with Marcus.
We will not. No, we do not have that much money. No. We'll put up something though. I mean, we'll be a part of it.
We'll put up we'll put up some good advertising.
We're willing to put up four numbers, but I mean,
No. Let me reframe that statement. We have the most valuable advertising space available. So now that I think about it, we will not undersell ourselves short. People got to know. You want to reach some people. You want to get a hold of some ears. Dean, speaking of getting a hold of some ears, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, fellas, I just wanted to kind of talk in general terms about people as far as their viewpoints and travel and that kind of thing. I talked to you guys the other day, and somehow I ended up kind of telling you how old I was, or close to how old I was. You asked me how long I was a fan. Anyway, to make a long story short, I've lived in this city almost my entire life. I lived away for a few years in some different places, and they were nice. A lot of it is just state of mind with people. People go in. My idea of life is wherever you're at the time, you make the most of it.
Right.
And, I get, my grandfather came over from Italy. He was a tailor in New York City. And, of course, New York City gets blasted all the time. But 95% of the people that make these comments about places like New York, and in our case, folks from Eastern Kentucky or all around the state, have never stepped out of their neighborhood. And their life, is culture shock if they go, beyond 5 miles from their home. And that's right. What irks me so bad about just the mindsets, because I'm in an age now where I like to travel, like to go to the bigger cities. I love New York, love Chicago, been to L.A. And they all have things there. Obviously, in those cities, they have a lot more to offer than we do, but that's because of their size and population. But the bottom line is...
Yeah, but it depends on what you say. They have a lot to offer. Like, I like green grass and trees, So sometimes you can say Louisville has more to offer of certain things. It depends on what you appreciate.
Well, yes, but, I mean, Chicago does. I can tell you that. Chicago's got a lot of suburbs.
Right.
And I lived up in that area for a while. But bottom line is this. I think it's the attitude of people in general, and that's, I don't know how in the world you change that mindset, but when people start, jumping on New York because of my father's family being from up there, I just say, have you ever been there? No, I've never been there, and I don't have any intention of being there. Well, what kind of attitude is that? I mean, and that's sad, because that is the way people look at other people as well. I mean, it's just, it makes me sick to my stomach. So anyway, I just had to get that off my chest.
No, listen, absolutely. I appreciate the call. And in the mood of getting things off your chest, let's reminisce really quick, Steve, at a pivotal moment of Midday with Marcus Maben. There's a moment where you and I said, we can really do this thing, right?
Right.
Do you remember when we had Ryan Russillo on the show?
Yeah.
You remember what the discussion was about with Ryan Russillo?
Yeah, College Game Day.
People. I argued with a man with all of that city, big city, small town, arrogance that it'll never happen in a million years because you're Louisville and everywhere else is something different, right? This is a national, a national syndicated big time, one of the biggest shows in America, and we have their host. One of the guys who survived the firings, the mass firings, at ESPN. So this is a real player here, right? And I sat there and we had the debate back and forth. And I said, listen, Louisville can offer this. Louisville can offer that. Louisville can offer this. Why are you so convinced that Louisville cannot have College Game Day when I can tell you this football team, ranking, excitement, ability to host? I had 20 different factors to say Louisville's a better destination than your game that you're describing, Ohio State or Oklahoma, whatever it was, right? And it didn't matter, people, because he was convinced that Louisville is not acceptable as an answer, right? Fast forward 1 week later, Louisville hosts the Florida State College Game Day crew.
Yeah.
And you asked those College Game Day crew, when they looked back on the year, Louisville was the best time they had. This is me actually arguing with somebody who was certain that Louisville is an unacceptable destination, and people had the best time on record than any other College Game Day at all. And you know how that made me feel to say, I was fighting an unwinnable fight. We were fighting an unwinnable fight because it had never been done
before.
Huge
weekend, too. Oklahoma, Ohio State.
Yes.
I think you had Ole Miss, Alabama.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And again, people, look at the odds that you or Louisville can win in those debates, right? And the fact that it happened is the reason why I won't let Keith say that's just how it is. That's just how it is. Louisville cannot accept that's just how it is ever. You cannot accept things cannot be moved around. Oh, we already took no. Who do I need to see? What needs to be done? What needs to happen? Invite Marcus, invite Steve. We need you guys to spearhead or support or be a part of something. Like, this is why, I mean, when we it's so easy for us to talk politics and stay away from politics simultaneously.
Yeah.
Because you can get involved at a local level, you can get involved at a conversational level.
Absolutely.
You can get on this show right now and say, this is how I feel. You know what today was? Today was 50 people who just said, I'm not gonna let this conversation go by without voicing my opinion. That's a start. That's a start. And now 50 million people heard a representation of Louisville people saying, you know what? I heard a lot of pride coming out of there. I heard a lot of people that will support, who are starving for a Sweet 16 high school tournament.
Absolutely.
That's what we heard today. This is the side of the conference. This is the side that I don't need to be negative against Louisville to get clicks. I don't need to be negative against Louisville. I don't need drama between ADs and businessmen to sell a story. 50 calls today about people who said this is a great thing and we should. There wasn't negativity in that. It works. It's a starving hunger to be positive that people are missing. And I'm glad we're able to get. I know I got emotional here, Steve. Don't cry with me, but it was a serious rant. You know, it's a serious thing. It starts with you just calling in or you just saying, hey, take it easy, be positive. You know, be positive relationship between the city and the University of Louisville.
Yeah.
Don't talk about what the University of Louisville didn't do for you or didn't do for somebody or how you're mad at them forever because they didn't recruit Shelvin Mack hard enough or they didn't recruit my guy from Ballard.
Keelan Martin.
Or D'Angelo. Yeah. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop that. Stop that traveling wave of just negativity because it matters. And then you give ammunition for somebody to say, oh, Louisville doesn't support anybody. I mean, did you hear the radio today?
Yeah.
Not if you heard this one.
Yeah, no.
Not if you heard this one.
Yeah, no, not if you were listening to here. I mean, and that's what I love what this turned into. Like I said, I'll have plenty of time, man. I love doing the free throw stuff and the different things. But what we're doing here is saying, look, this is our city. This is our university. Like, this is everything. I mean, there is a lot of pride that comes out of this city for
what we
have.
We hear on a daily basis. Today's show is what we hear regularly, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, I don't care if the ratings are great about it. You know what I'm saying? I can feel the ratings, and that's going to be more important. That makes you confident about continuing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Continuing to do it the right way and having great shows.
Well, yeah, and when you hear that many people call in and say, hey, we're for you. When you stop us on the streets and you say, hey, y'all right on that.
Or when you invite us to your restaurants.
Yeah, we're always okay with that.
We're always completely okay. Steve.
It was good, man.
Yesterday, 3-6.
It was fun.
That was fun.
It ain't home, though. It felt good being back here.
It ain't home. I know that's right. The penthouse people. Oh, thank you for joining us. That was the quickest 2 hours we've had in a while. Middays with Marcus Maben is always 10 to 12 every day. 8150-939 is always the number on 93.9.